Hey, this is Mark, and I'm going to start something new here on the blog. One of the things that I want to do is I want to share my content in a couple different ways. And so because of that, I'm going to start recording audio of my blog post. Now, I cannot claim that this is an original idea. I'm going to go ahead and be honest with you. I have completely lifted this idea from my friend Matt McWilliams. So before you think I'm a genius for doing this, I am completely stealing this from him, and the reason I am stealing it from him is because since he started recording the audio of his blog posts, that is almost exclusively the way that I get his content. I go to his website, I click on the play button, and I listen to it as I'm working, and I love doing that, and I love being able to hear his voice and how he uses his inflection. It really changes the way that I ingest his content. So I hope that this does the same thing for you. I hope it adds some value and gives you a different way that you can use my content and learn from it. So today, the title of this post is called Strengthening Relationships. Actually, no, it's not. It's called Do You Want to Strengthen Relationships and Add Value? And the first section is Strengthening Relationships. When you think about it, no matter what aspect of your life you're looking at, relationships are essential. Whether it's your boss or your team member or your spouse or your kids or your minister, the waitress at the restaurant you went to yesterday, your Facebook friend or a Twitter follower, really the most important thing about life is the relationships in them. The quality of your life will be based in large measure by the relationships you develop. Let me say that again because I think that's very important. The quality of your life will be based in large measure by the relationships you develop. Think about that for a second. The ease with which you navigate the challenges in your life will be connected to your relationships. So if relationships are important, and if you want a quality life, and I'm assuming if you're reading this or listening to this that you do want a quality life, how do you strengthen the relationships you have? And how do you develop new ones? Because that's really the name of the game, having strong relationships and building new relationships, expanding that network of people that you have built relationships with. I believe the key to doing this is to add value to people's lives. Now, what do I mean by add value? Do I mean that I'm going to put some money in their bank account? Well, maybe. I guess that would add value. But what I mean is make their life easier, make it more enjoyable, more meaningful, just make it better. So to do that, here are some ideas. Here are four ways, and then I'm going to give you a couple bonuses as well, but here are four ways that you can add value to people's life. Number one, the first way that you can add value to somebody's life is express appreciation. Think about that. Think about the last time you expressed appreciation to somebody or the last time somebody expressed appreciation to you. You know, we've all heard the stories about people that the last time they received a standing ovation, somebody clapped for them, was at their high school graduation. Don't let your friends and those you're in relationships be that person. A friend I have, he was moving back to the area a while ago, and he said when he accepted a job here, he said he was blown away by the emails, phone calls, text messages that he got from friends telling him how excited they were that he was moving back. He was genuinely impressed and touched by the love that he felt from that appreciation. It added value to his life. Show someone your appreciation to them, for them, and you will add value to their life. The second way, anticipate their needs. You know, you can add value to someone's life when you anticipate their needs. But the thing is, this requires that you pay attention to and really know that person. You can't anticipate their needs if you don't know them. So you have to build that relationship. But once you know that person, nothing adds value more than when a friend shows up at the right time to help or pass on information or resources without you having to ask. They just knew that you needed something. They were in tune with what was going on in your life. You know, do something nice for your spouse. Get their car detailed. Buy flowers just because. Do a chore that you know they're going to do when they get home before they have an opportunity to do it. Look for ways to serve. Anticipate their needs and you'll add value to their lives. Brag about them. This is kind of like expressing appreciation. It's kind of the same as number one. But number three is brag about them. And when you brag about someone, you don't do it to that person, obviously. You do it to others. And nothing will add value more to someone's life than when they hear about your kind words about them to someone else. You know, you can do this online pretty easily by retweeting someone's post or adding a comment about what you know, and adding a comment about what awesome content it was. Or you can share a quote from one of their blog posts and how it's affected you. You know, you can do this in real life by telling your friends how great your daughter did at a soccer game or how well your son did in the school spelling bee. The neat thing about bragging about someone is it often finds its way back to them, and when it does, it means even more. I can't tell you how good it feels when I hear somebody say, hey, I talked to so-and-so, and they really think highly of you. You know, those types of things mean a lot, and it really strengthens my appreciation for that person that initially said it. Now, number four, help them connect. This is one of the ways that I love to help or to add value to people's lives. You know, we all, you and I, and everybody we meet, we all have needs. We have things we need. We have things that we want to accomplish. Be a connector for your friends. What do I mean by that? You know, if they're looking to re-roof their house, or they're looking to remodel a bathroom or something, and you have a friend who does that type of work, give them the number of your friend, or just bring them over and introduce them. You know, if you have a friend who really wants to be a firefighter and you know someone who's a firefighter, arrange to get them a tour of the fire station. You know different people than every single one of your friends and acquaintances, so be generous. Introduce those people to each other. Connect them with people that can fill their needs. And the neat thing is, if you do this, you will find that the relationships you have will strengthen with both the person you introduce and the person that was introduced, because you're trying to fulfill needs and you're thinking about them. But make sure when you do that, that it's something that's mutually beneficial to both people. Don't just do it because it's beneficial to one person, but this is mutually beneficial in both cases. So I promise you some bonuses. Here's a bonus for you. Surprise them. What do I mean by that? Showing someone that you thought of them is a huge way to add value. You know, surprise your friend with a phone call just out of the blue, you know, just to say hi. Surprise your coworkers with donuts just because I think you guys are great. You know, surprise your kids with a trip to the movie or a theme park. Surprise your spouse with a lunch date. People love feeling special. And when you do something nice for them when they don't expect it, it will do just that. They will feel special and you'll add value to that relationship. And the very final thing that I'll give you another bonus is share content. Share their content. This, you know, this is a lot like being a connector. And this is something you can do online. It's a little bit easier online, perhaps. But if you read a blog post or you read a book or a newspaper article or something that you think would benefit your friend, share it. Give it to them. You know, let them borrow your copy of that book. Send them a link to that blog post. It shows that you care, and it shows that you're trying to add value to their life. You know, make sure that it's something that's really going to help them. But when you share that with them, it's certainly going to add value. The thing is, and this is something that's really important to me that I've really found to be true in my life, as you add value to others, your relationships will strengthen and deepen. Your friends will reciprocate, and your life too will be enriched. If you're consistent in adding value to others, you will find that you have no shortage of people who you will call friends, who like being around you, and will be there when you need the help. So find ways to add value. If you do, you will strengthen relationships, and you will find that your life will be successful. You'll be happy. It'll be enjoyable because you'll have plenty of people that you can call friends, call on for help when you need, call on to enjoy a good time when you need to. They'll just like being around you. So my question for you today is, how do you strengthen the relationships you have right now? What do you do in your own life to strengthen those relationships? And before I go, I want to share with you something. If you're finding this because you're listening to it somewhere beyond just on my blog, you might not see, but one of the things that I'm doing to add value is I wrote a book called Project Success. Now, it's a book that Austin Netsley, if you know who Austin Netsley is, he's from the YoPro Wealth podcast. This is what he said about my book. It's such a powerful book on how to achieve success in any area. Now, I don't tell you that to brag. I tell you that because I know that there's some place in your life that you want to achieve more success. And I really believe that the things that I share in my book can help you do that. But I don't want you to have to take my word for it. So when you subscribe to my blog, you will get three sample chapters of my book, Project Success, that you can read and determine for yourself if it's something you want to listen to. So head on over there, sign up, and let me know what you think. Have a good day.